This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and EO room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the third watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our long-haul drivers, the men and women out there in the 18-wheelers coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com as well, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from the North Country, where he's headed to come to the South Country, where he better bring his shorts and suntan lotion, because it's going to be warm. But then again, wait till I tell him what the weather's about to do. We've got the one, the only, the informative, Ron Edwards. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
All right. Now, the people are waving and screaming. Oh, by the way, the lightning won last night. That has something to do with this. We're up 2-0 over the Montreal Canadiens. All right. Thank you, gang. Okay. Now, you're coming to South Florida, correct?
Correct.
How long will you be in South Florida?
Oh, until from Friday until Monday.
Okay, well, you probably will luck out and miss out, but we have a tropical system that is developing, and it looks like as if it's right now, if the track follows the way it's going to follow, all of Florida is encompassed in this, so it won't be around till probably next Tuesday, Wednesday, somewhere in that line, before we really start to feel the effects, and Miami, unfortunately, is going to get it. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, first of all, the assault on religious liberty continues in our increasingly secular America. Now, the left openly derives religious freedom as an impediment to its moral revolution that they've got going on. And the mainstream media now often uses the term religious liberty only in scattered quotes as if it isn't real. Now, religious freedom is our first freedom upon which all the liberals depend, correct?
Correct.
And all our other liberties are based on that. And, of course, our nation's founders understood enshrining religious liberty was the very First Amendment in the United States Constitution for a reason. So for these people that don't seem to get that understand this, get over it. It's in the Constitution. And unless you change the Constitution, and you're not gonna, because it doesn't just take a simple vote in Congress, then you got to live with it. So there you go. There, I'm off my pedestal.
Well, you know, just to add a little bit to the pedestal,
okay,
the concept of liberty and individual rights can be traced all the way back to the time of Moses when the children of Israel left Israel. And you can go through there and you can study it and you can find out, wow, that's where the importance of the individual was first recognized by a government or a nation in the history of the world. And so that's where our liberties that everyone enjoys come from or derive from.
Very good. Now, Donald Trump yesterday was down on the Mexican border, and I mean he was on the Mexican border. And he slammed Joe Biden for his open and really dangerous border policies. But, you know, more than that, when you talk about the border and you talk about Joe Biden, they are AWOL, and really the policies that they've tried to emphasize along the border border on gross incompetence. That's not just Donald Trump's words, but that's me talking here, too. I mean, they don't have, and by the way, it's not that they don't know what they're doing. They do know what they're doing. They want chaos. They want as many people in this country as they can possibly get in here, and that's their modus operandi.
Exactly. In fact, that's what I was going to say. They're not incompetent at all. They're evil, and they want to bring huge, huge, I won't say, well, a level of destruction to our society. They want to bring disruption. They want to, because they want to bring about a huge change politically, morally, concerning our rights, the whole nine yards. And they're using the border as one of their avenues to drastically change this republic into some kind of a mobocracy.
Right.
And how do you do that? You harm the American people through scamdemics and all of that, and at the same time, you open the borders to untold millions, which is their goal, of people from around the nation. By the way, I mean around the world, sorry about that. Captain, you've got people coming to this country from at least 150 nations around the world.
Yep.
We cannot sustain that. We cannot. It is impossible for any nation to sustain itself as a great nation with wide open borders. It's never been done in the history of mankind. Rome couldn't do it. It's just not done. And we've got to find a way to and to figure out a way. We the people, we all have to go down there and push people out of this country at the border. We've got to do something.
We can run a bunch of bulldozers.
And backhoes.
Yeah, all right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And when we come back, we're going to play an Edwards Notebook, so don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'll be right back after Ron Edwards takes us to the break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When I was growing up in Cleveland, among the many lessons my dad taught me was there is nothing free in this life, especially if it comes from the government. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, Dad described the government handouts as nothing more than an evil scheme to help divide and conquer we the people by taking forcibly from the productive to give to the idle. He also talked about how the schools would work in tandem with the government by indoctrinating multiple generations against the concepts of self-reliance and the Christian-based effort of voluntarily giving to neighbors in need or church-based charities, which do a remarkable job of helping those caught in the throes of economic misfortunes. According to Forbes, quote, "We've crossed the tipping point. Most Americans now receive government benefits," unquote. The government continues to promise more goodies. And let's not forget, the leftist Democrats' desire to provide taxpayer-funded college education for everybody who wants one. And once enough people are hooked on the intoxicating government handouts, the government will chip away at our inalienable rights without resistance from the now more willing to give up their liberties for so-called stuff. I, for one, am not willing to give up liberty for stuff other people pay for. What say you? I'm Ron Edwards.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
All righty, and that's Ron Edwards, of course, host of the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by this segment, Moss Nissan. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. Now, Moss Nissan has got several locations to serve you. And I'll tell you what, if you're looking for a really good deal on a certified pre-owned car, they got a bunch of them, too. And whether you know it or not, folks, certified pre-owned vehicles have jumped up in value about 21%. Now, clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale price, so you can take advantage and upgrade your ride right now. And maybe you got a ride that you want to see what it's worth. They'll definitely appraise it for you, and they'll write you a check right on the spot. You might wind up with a brand-new ride, have more money in your pocket than you knew about because your ride is worth more. So, check them out. Moss Nissan, MAUSNissan.com. Remember, locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And you can tell them the captain sent you because they want to be whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. Now, remember, the Rogue is the hottest new SUV in the market, and that's the vehicle that they're selling the heck out of right now. Moss Care comes with it, pre-oil changes, tire rotation for the life of the vehicle. And when you get there, you'll find out their customer service and their prices just can't be beat because they'll take care of you wherever you're from. Doesn't matter whether you're from the Panhandle, South Georgia, the Tampa, Florida area, all across Florida, up and down the East Coast, up and down the Midwest, all the way over to Arizona. They'll take good care of you. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Tell them the captain sent you. All right, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, is back with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, sir. Now, let's go back to what we were talking about. Obviously, Kamala Harris is having a problem right now. The rumors in Washington, D.C. are that she is floundering. New reports coming out telling us that some of her staff are starting to leave, which is not a good sign. The Biden White House is trying to keep that under wraps and keep it quiet. They're not going to be able to do it, though.
No, they're not. In fact, it says that some of her staff members feel that they're treated like, excrement, basically. Her attitude has been a bad one for many years. Mm-hmm. I've heard and have read many accounts where people just don't like her, and she's like a mean beast in the office or wherever. And, that's kind of an attitude that's shared by many of her ilk. Hillary Clinton had the same problem with staff members, and other Democrats, especially the females, were very mean to their people. And so did you notice? Let's not forget, when she was campaigning for president for her few weeks, no one, I don't think she got one vote. If she did, I mean, it was such a low vote total.
She only drew 3% of the vote while she was out there.
Yeah. That's it. I mean, that's almost like no. That's almost like nothing. When you look at a massive scale, she's a very unlikable individual. When you put that on top of her philosophical base, it's a hot mess as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, hopefully she and Biden, they'll be one-termers and on the ash heap of history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we'll know soon, won't we?
Now, absolutely.
Now, Pennsylvania.
Not soon enough.
Yeah. Now, Pennsylvania, the Democratic governor that's there vetoed a GOP-backed election integrity bill. Not smart.
Well, Tom Wolf, I wasn't surprised though. Now that bill would have expanded voter identification requirements, which there's nothing wrong with that. Move up on the voter registration deadline, limit the use of drop boxes, and allow county officials to conduct early pre-canvassing for mail-in ballots, among other measures. Now, explaining why he vetoed the bill, the Democratic governor wrote, he said, he made it clear that I wouldn't sign a bill that creates barriers for voting. Well, see, whenever I hear Democrats say something like that, barriers to voting, and or they'll say, oh, but minorities can't vote with these rules are discriminatory against who?
Mm-hmm.
No one. It's not about stopping people from voting. It's helping people to vote legally. Mm-hmm. Why do you want to vote in a dishonorable manner anyway, without identification? Why?
Mm-hmm.
What's the motive here? No, the governor, as well as most Democrats, they want to cheat because their ideas are full of crap. They're no good ideas. They're only out to ruin the country. And so if you were just going to a battle of ideas, they would lose almost every time.
Mm-hmm.
They really would. So they got to cheat. They got to do other underhanded things in order to get into and try to maintain control.
Now, we lost a very honorable man yesterday, Donald Rumsfeld.
Yep.
I had the honor of being able to interview him at the presidential convention when it was here 2012 in Tampa, and I had the opportunity to interview him. I was very impressed by him and the respect that he had for the military and just anyone at all that had ever worn a uniform, regardless of what you did, police, fire, whatever. But he was a really good person.
Yeah, he was very impressive, I thought. Never met him, but just watching him and reading about him and hearing his comments, I was very, very impressed by the man. History will remember him for his extraordinary accomplishments. 6 decades, he worked for I think, 3 presidents.
4.
Nixon, Gerald Ford.
Yep.
Okay, 4.
Yeah.
And
H.W. and W.
Oh, yeah, and George W.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 4 of them. And, you know, I like some of his quotes, too. Recently he talked about lying Bush and Ali and Obama over Afghanistan. He shrugged off a Bush voting for Clinton. Mm-hmm. He said that he's up in years. I mean, he had kind of a sharp wit about him as well. Mm-hmm. And you could tell he loved the country, whether you agreed with him all the time or not. But he was the architect of the Iraq War.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very, very impressive individual.
And then finally, we'll close with this. Our Governor Ron DeSantis down here in Florida signed HB 259, that is the church carry bill, into law. The bill takes effect immediately. You can carry your weapon in church this Sunday.
Yep. I like it because he gets it. He understands that when you have these gun-free zones, you can't bring a gun here or there. That makes target practice for criminals.
Yeah.
It's all it does. And so your governor down there, he's a great guy, man. What's wrong with bringing a gun into church? We've had cases that we all know about nationally where people walked into church, boom, 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 started shooting people, and had people been armed, they would have at least cut down the number of deaths.
Mm-hmm.
We know this.
Yeah, I do know that.
So mm-hmm. A couple of examples
are in Texas, what happened there when they had to defend themselves.
Yep. And then another one, I think it was in Charlotte a few years ago. I think it was Charlotte.
Somewhere in the South. I don't remember where, but you are right.
Yeah. They walked into a black church and boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
And all they needed was someone to cut them down to size.
Oh, wait a minute. That was South Carolina, come to think of it.
South Carolina, yeah.
Yeah, down along the water. I believe it was...
It was in Charlotte.
Myrtle Beach or somewhere in there.
You sure?
Yeah, it was South Carolina along the beach. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
But anyway...
Anyway, here comes the music. That's anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see you. By the way, have a good time in South Florida. Take your umbrella. You might need it.
Absolutely. Take care and Godspeed.
All right. That's Ron Edwards, everybody, host of the Edwards Notebook, and I'm coming right back. And a real treat for everybody. You've heard me talking about Tuggy, the Patriot Pup. Well, we've got the author of the book here in studio, Lauren Kelly, when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times, higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A grand jury in Manhattan, New York indicted the Trump Organization's chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberg, Wednesday. The exact charges were not immediately clear, but reports are citing people familiar with the matter say they are related to unpaid taxes. Trump has denied any wrongdoing, condemning the DA investigation. President Trump and Texas Governor Greg Abbott made a visit to the U.S.-Mexico border on Wednesday. The two held a roundtable discussion and later visited a portion of the unfinished border wall.
Their lives and their property and their families are being overrun with the people who are coming across the border. I cannot tell you the number of people who told me that they've had guns brandished in their face. Their children live in fear about just playing in their own yard. Neighborhoods are overrun. Property is being broken into. Ranches are being destroyed. Yeah.
During the roundtable, the president said the country is sick right now. We are USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
Oh, we are going to do it. Thanks very much, Frank Silvato. Hear him on Mondays and Fridays. He'll be around tomorrow morning, and don't forget that that's a combined total of folks that are both on the radio as well as on the internet and around the world on a satellite. Well, this portion of the program is brought to you by Tuggy, thepatriotpup.com, and I'll tell you why in a second, because education of our youth is always critical. And we've had a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values. Now, sadly, that's just no longer the case. And the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better. And learning history from the heart is a must. Now, we welcome Tuggy the Patriot Pup author, mother, and grandmother to the studio, Lauren Kelly. And good morning, Lauren.
Good morning, Captain.
And it's nice to see you, and I hope that you and Tuggy had a great trip.
We did. It's great to be here in Tampa.
All right. Now, we've got some ground to cover here, but we also have a caller, and I think he wants to ask you a question about the book. I know he does, so I'm going to bring him in here. Is this Mike in Clearwater?
Good morning, Lauren. I want to thank you for doing this, by the way, because, like I've always told the captain, you know, our education system, just like everything else in our country, is under assault. I wanted to order the set of books, but I'm visually impaired, so reading conventional print is not easy for me. So what I wanted to ask you was, have you thought about putting Tuggy in some sort of audio format, whether it's an audio dramatization or an audio book, so that people like myself who, I'm basically a 46-year-old kid, right, so I could use a refresher and a good history lesson. So thank you so much, and I'm just wondering what, if if we can do this in an audio format. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Mike. Go ahead, Lauren.
Thank you so much for the question, Mike. Yes, I'm very excited. Sometime this fall, I've already got the lady that is going to do the reading, and all three books will be available on audio. And like I said, she's terrific gal. She has a bit of a South African accent. So since Tuggy is British, I think it adds a special flair. So look for it on the website, TuggyThePatriotPup.com, and it will be coming probably right before Halloween.
Now, how did you come up with Tuggy the Patriot Pup?
Well, I had some depression issues, and I live on the river in Providence. And walking, I there was a special dog that was the mascot for the tugboats. And I named him Tuggy in my mind. And being a history buff, especially coming from New England, an American history buff, the stories just kind of came to me, and I had to write them down. I just had to write them down.
Well, that's excellent. Now, so what made you to decide to make the main character a dog, especially a Yorkie dog?
Well, I ran it around to people. I knew it was going to be a dog, told through the eyes of the dog, and because I was fascinated by this dog mascot on the river. But I couldn't quite pick the breed. And as we all know, the first American Patriots wore the Patriot hat, the tri-corner hat. And as soon as I would talk about my books with people and mention a Yorkie with a tri-corner Patriot hat, the first reaction was just, oh, that's so cute. And that's how he got to be a Yorkie.
Okay, very good. And by the way, folks, her website is Tuggy. ThePatriotPup.com. You can go there, Tuggy, ThePatriotPup.com, and you will be able to find the book there. But we also have a surprise for you today and a surprise announcement. Coastal Market 607 is going to be having the book on display over there on the Clearwater Largo Road at 607 Fort Harrison Street. And that's right there between downtown Clearwater and, of course, the Gulf to Bay Street. So there you go. You'll be able to check it out there. And do they have the book now, Lauren, or will they have it soon?
They do. They have it. They're probably setting it up as we speak in the early morning hours to get ready for the holiday weekend. It's just great that Rob and Lynn are showing my guy off on the 4th of July.
Okay, very good. Now, the illustrations to your book are very skillful, very professional, beautiful, and they add a whole bunch to your story, a lot to your story. Where did that come from, and who's the artist?
The artist is a RISD, or a Rhode Island School of Design graduate. His name is Rick Shears, and I found him through another designer, and he sees what I wrote, and when we work on the books, it flies, and his illustrations truly, truly are beautiful.
Yeah, and of course I got one of the books I'm looking at right over here over my right shoulder here. And, you know, I've been talking to a lot of people about the book, and I've run into a lot of grandparents, and they're telling me that they think this is a great idea for the simple reason that their young grandchildren can learn about the government and Constitution, the way things are, right off the bat, whereas they don't get that anymore in school early on.
Well, what we have in the back of all the books is a glossary and a good paragraph or so about the actual event. In other words, Volume 2 covers the War of 1812.
Mm-hmm.
So there are some words in the book that are a stretch. But I didn't want to tax a tired grandparent, mother, father, teacher by having to even go to the Internet or even go to their phone. If there's a word or an event that the parent isn't sure of, the teacher's not sure of, it's right there in the back of the book. So, the War of 1812, you can go to the back of the book, and there it is. And you can read it together with the child, and it's an easy learn, and it's just a great way to share that feeling of history with a heart, that feeling of learning history together.
Now, the other thing is, the average age of the reader, is it younger versus older, or what's the age for the child?
8 to 10, I would say, because they are chapter books. But because the illustrations are so beautiful, the little guys will just sit. I know as a grandmother myself, the little guys will just sit and just look. Now, adolescents, believe it or not, even though they are children's stories, because they have a real human dimension, romance, friendship between brothers, so to speak, teens really get into them also.
Okay, and I also know that the kids would be fascinated by looking at the dog because they want to follow what the dog is doing, right?
Yes, he goes down, his family goes down through history, encompassing the 13 conflicts America has been involved in, and his family members either participate in the conflicts themselves or they participate as a family. And as a military mom myself, the family is so important.
Now, we were talking about a history and a glossary in the back of the book. I have the book right here. I'm going to get it. And this particular book that I have, this is one of the three editions. This is the one, Tugging the Patriot Pup. Which edition is this one I have?
This is Volume 1.
Okay, and I'm going to go to the back. And there's the glossary, and yep, everything is right there. Very simple, very easy. The words, the time. As a matter of fact, you can almost tell by the glossary what period it is of time it is I'm looking at.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And there's a lot of reference in here, too. And, of course, from New England, I would expect that. A lot of American history happened in New England, of course.
Yeah.
The Boston Tea Party and whatnot. But you also talk about a very famous vessel, the HMS Gaspee. Tell me about that.
Well, coming from Massachusetts, I married my husband, and I then lived in Rhode Island. The HMS Gaspee is a famous event in American history. The colonists, led by John Brown, overtook the British Gaspee and set it on fire and sunk it. And there's a great deal of parade. There's a great deal of celebration. Every June, the second weekend in June, to celebrate what a lot of historians happen to think is actually the beginning of the American Revolution by the sinking of the British HMS Gaspee.
Did it have tea on it?
It had tea. It had supplies. It had a lot.
Okay, very good. Now, the other thing is, you've mentioned a trilogy here in the discussion. What American historical event does each book relate to the reader?
Well, Volume 1, of course, as I just mentioned, takes hold of the American Revolution. Then we go up, Tuggy goes up to the War of 1812, where he happens to meet his wife at the White House just prior to its burning. And then they marry, and they wind up on the Mason-Dixon line.
Okay, folks, I'll be right back right after this short break with more with Lauren Kelly, the author of Tuggy the Patriot Pup. By the way, her website is tuggythepatriotpup.com. Make sure you go over there and check it out. You'll find everything you need to know. And if you want to buy one of the books right here locally in town, it's now available at the Coastal Market 607 on Fort Harrison. That's number 607 Fort Harrison Street in Clearwater, right there on the Clearwater Largo Road. I'll be right back with more. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch, and I am sitting here chatting along with the author of Tuggy the Patriot Pup. It's a series of three different books. And, of course, Tuggy the Patriot Pup, author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, is in studio with me. Now, she's going to be back in a couple of weeks, but more important than that, on September the 23rd, we're having a big Salem event at the Grand Hyatt here in Tampa. And you are going to be there, correct, Lauren?
Yes, I am. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. And I also have a question here from Diane. Diane wants to know, do you have to buy one book? Is it a series of two or three? Or what's the story and how much are they?
No, Diane, you don't. You do not have to buy them all as the trilogy. They can be sold separately. Retail, they are $15. And if you go to the website, they're $12.99 each.
All right, there you go. Now, a lot of history sometimes can be boring to kids. But the way that you've done this, and with the book, and I'm just going to look at the last page here, the number. There's 35 pages, and the book that I have closes with the Declaration of Independence, and there's a copy of it right there.
Yes, it's beautiful.
This is extremely educational for anybody that wants to learn about America and how this country got started. And this is just the first edition, the first book, right?
Yes. Yes. Everyone is chock full. Chock full.
Yep. And 35 pages, it's very, very easy to keep your kids involved and interested in something like that instead of, you know, you give them a book that's 300 pages long and they go to sleep on you or something. But I think that what you got there at the back end of the book, and by every book has something like that in the back end, is that correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, that's excellent. Now, your website, TuggyThePatriotPup.com, is very user-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
People can order the book there, and what else can they do there?
Well, you can listen to this interview after we finish it up today.
Right.
You can find out where we're going to be at book shows now that, thankfully, hopefully the COVID is somewhat behind us. We'll be on the road again. And you may find when you listen to the moms that do the testimonial that things that you maybe wouldn't have thought it would resonate with your kids, you just may find a tip or two.
Now, for the people that are listening that are bilingual or the Spanish people speaking people we have, this book is translated in Spanish, correct?
Yes, it is. We're very excited. Right after the 4th of July, they will be available with about a one week date just to give me a chance to do a little special proofreading where Spanish is not my first language. But all three will be available in Spanish by the middle of July.
Mm-hmm. Now, these are great books. They come at a great price. The Tuggy Trilogy has also been translated and published in Spanish, too. It's a great deal for anybody that wants to teach their kids about America, about American history. And, again, a lot of the grandparents that I've talked to, and I'll be talking to a bunch today where I'll be taking the bookmarks with me down there for the people to see. This is extremely they're interested because they want to know. Because in some cases, I had one person say to me, you know, we never had that when we were younger.
Well, it is history with a heart, Captain. I found my own self, as much as I love history, children, it's too dry. It's too dry. And with the onslaught of, say, all the exciting media through the Internet and the movies and the slam bang and explosions, I really wanted to bring something to kids that would engage them in a sweeter, softer, but still an exciting way.
Now, the book, again, is available locally at the Coastal Market number 607, which is located at 607 Clearwater Largo Road. Now, if you go north, obviously you go to Fort Harrison into downtown Clearwater, but this is just north of Roosevelt Road, Bay to Bay, I guess they call it down there. So just north of there. It'll be on the left-hand side as you go north. Very easy to find.
Yep.
And you were there yourself, you said.
I was there, and the I can't say enough what a great job Rob and Lynn do as far as displaying all their items, and it'll be a beautiful place for Tuggy to be.
Now, book shows. What book shows have you been doing, and where do you plan on going?
Well, of course, New England. I am a member of the Independent Book Publishers of New England. So we had quite a lot of activity all through the fall and the spring with that group. But then, of course, sadly, the COVID hit. And a lot of these great organizations that people aren't aware of are shepherded by the older folks. So the COVID hit us as groups doubly. It hit us not just keeping people inside,
mm-hmm.
but I kept the older people from being out and about. So New England will be busy with book shows come September.
But you'll also be coming down here.
Yes, I will. I'm looking really forward to it.
Okay, because down here we have something they call flea markets, where it's not a book show, but let's put it this way. The gun shows, the flea markets down here, those are a lot of high traffic areas where people get out and they wander through there in the weekend, and you never know what you're going to find there. And, of course, we have the world's largest, the world's largest little city in Webster, Florida every Monday, where they have a huge flea market, and it's like 10,000 people make a town of 300 on a Monday.
Well, you know, I will be zipping probably down here maybe for Labor Day weekend,
mm-hmm.
and looking forward to looking to four people that want to show the books.
Yeah, and of course, we can't wait until you get the opportunity to come over here on September the 23rd so everybody can meet you over there at the Grand Hyatt for the event that we've got there. There'll be about 1,000 people there that night, roughly, we understand.
Oh, that'll be great.
Yeah. Now, in closing here, again, I want to mention that I am talking with Lauren Kelly. She is the author, mother, and grandmother who put together Tuggy the Patriot Pup, which was an idea with a lot of tender, loving care, if you will, and it's about learning. It's about children learning about how America was founded, American history. And this is what the little ones just don't get.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's so, so missing. There's just too much competition. There's just too much competition, like I said, on the internet and the movies, things that have nothing to do with American history. And I just wanted to really get it back out there.
Okay, well, Lauren, I want to thank you very much for coming in, and I look forward to talking to you again, and have a safe trip back to Massachusetts.
Thank you so much, Captain.
All right. Now, folks, we got to remind everybody that coming up Saturday, I'm going to be down at the Trump rally at Robarts Arena in Sarasota. Now, I'm going to get there and be there on site when they open the doors at 2 p.m. I will be making what they call live call-ins back to the station. It'll be brought to you by our good friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. And remember, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, and all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs when the big box stores won't do it. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And give them a call, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. That's 941-922-2345. And tell them the captain sent you. By the way, they will be sponsoring me on the weekend, so you'll be hearing them. So when you go in there, say, hey, man, can't wait to hear what goes on here with the Trump rally in Sarasota, because this is going to be a big deal, folks. And if you haven't got your tickets already, don't dally. I'm telling you, 5,000 people is what fit inside the Robarts Arena. And I've heard rumors, don't know if it's true, but I've heard rumors they've got 25 or 30,000 tickets out, which means there's going to be a lot of people in the parking lot and around the building. They will have some big screen TV set up. And there'll be a whole bunch of people outside. But we've got things going on outside as well as inside, so you'll be lucky in that respect. And, of course, don't forget to check out Tuggy the Patriot Pup. That is something that TuggyThePatriotPup.com, the website, you want to go there, you want to take a look at it, see what it's all about, because I'm telling you, those of you that have grandchildren, those of you that have little kids, and you're concerned about your kids not learning about American history, guess what? That's how they're going to learn right there. That is American history. And the books are really, really well put together. Okay. That's the end of another great day of broadcast excellence here. We've had a busy night. A lot of news going on around the country and around the world. And again, coming up on many of these stations, you'll hear the local rap, what happened in your backyard. But tonight, 2 a.m., I'll be back coast to coast, border to border. Remember, it's all about we the people. We are the ones that determine our future. Let's use it wisely. God bless America. Stay safe.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.